Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There are nearly 800,000 domestic boilers in this country. The vast majority of them are used kerosene to heat our homes. But kerosene is a pretty filthy gas and awful for our environment. We also have incredibly ambitious targets to cut our emissions on domestic heating by 40% over the next 6 years. One Cork company, Firebird Heating Solutions, reckons it can do its bit as part of the transition to emissions-free heating our homes. They propose using hydro-treated vegetable oil, or HVO, mixed with kerosene, and making that fuel of choice between now and 2030. And Mark Doyle is the Managing Director of Firebird Heating Solutions. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here. Thank you very much.
So we mostly use kerosene to heat our homes, and that's a fact of life. So a transition, you think, might be to add a bit of HVO to reduce the emissions, at least, from that.
Exactly, exactly. I suppose the Climate Action Plan that we're currently are working to specifies that we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2030 in domestic heating. There's no one solution to all this.
No,
I think
what
we've
got
to look, it's a mix. We've got to look at every application, every engineering solution to it. So what we're proposing is a three-pronged attack. And number one is, as you said, we've over 750,000 liquid fuel boilers out there. The good news from a manufacturing point of view is we built them well. They're still alive. But unfortunately, some of those boilers out there are of low efficiency. So every day that goes by, we're replacing these boilers to high efficiency boilers.
Stuff that you get more sustained heat, a more reliable output.
A more reliable output with secondary heat exchange technology. So using the same fuel, but actually getting more out of the fuel. What's interesting to note, I suppose, in the last 5 years, we imported 1.1 billion litres of kerosene around 2020. We're now down to just over 900,000.
And that's thanks to the efficiency of the new boilers.
The increased
efficiency. But they still have dreadful emissions by burning.
Exactly.
And so you found out a way to mix HVO with kerosene.
Yeah. So basically what we're asking the government to do is to look for an aggressive RHO, renewable heat obligation scheme, similar to what you have in transport. So when you go to your forecourt and you put petrol or diesel into your car, there's actually a proportion of that which is a biofuel.
All right.
Well, actually, we just want to copy the exact same technology.
And do you need legislative change to do that?
You do. You need an RHO to actually do this. You want to put the obligation back onto the manufacturers, which are the oil producing companies, to ensure that there's a contribution of renewable fuel in that.
And you're talking about a fifth of your home heating oil would be HVO?
Would be HVO.
And how do you make HVO again?
Well, HVO is made by second generation biomass. Products. So we don't grow the products to make HVO.
And that's like grapeseed and all that.
Like grapeseed, palmseed oil. There's none of that in HVO, in the modern HVO. And basically, it's a win-win situation for the environment. A, we're making fuel out of it, and B, we're consuming the waste that, you know, municipal waste that we've already generated.
Okay, so it's made from food waste. Are we able to import enough HVO to meet this idea if we did get this renewable heat obligation?
We are, exactly. So we've done a couple of independent statistic analysis from Portland Analytics, where we're basically saying by 2028, we'll have 300% feedstock supply versus demand. Now, when you consider sustainable aviation fuel is coming on board and there's a big demand for that. But actually, that's not an and-or situation. Believe it or not, when you make sustainable aviation fuel, a byproduct of that process is HVO.
Oh.
So the more sustainable aviation fuel that's made, the more HVO we get.
And a lot of the airlines are trying to get more
SAF
into their planes.
And I suppose the 20% blend, Joe, comes from a whole host of trials. Number one is, we believe at a 20% blend, it's invisible to the end user. So tomorrow you ring for your 300 litres of kerosene. Today after tomorrow you ring for your 300 litres of the blended product. But there's no user interface. The boiler doesn't matter. It just, you don't need a service engineer. It doesn't affect the output. You don't need a service engineer to change settings, to change fuel pump data. So it's literally invisible to the end user.
Now, are we making any HVO ourselves in Ireland yet?
No, not yet. And I suppose that's something in the near future that we could definitely look at. Ireland certainly has the technology and the ability to make that product.
And could we do it, for example, in Whitegate and Cork?
Absolutely. No, I'm not an expert on the fuel manufacturing, but yeah, absolutely. I know the expertise exists in Ireland today, and I don't see why not. So that would make us totally fuel independent. From the rest of Europe and the rest of the world.
And so they would get in the raw material of HVO and then they'd refine it into a usable product.
Exactly.
Which we already can put in our cars, and there's already a few petrol stations that do it, including the one that I use for HVO. Now, there's also something called e-fuels.
Well, that's, as I say, the most important thing about HVO, we've got to get to 2030. Which is very, very close.
Yeah.
HVO is what I call a transition fuel. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not the end answer. And who knows what the end answer is in 20 years' time. It's actually probably going to be a different world in 20 years' time. But we're certainly working already on e-fuel technology, where it's actually a carbon consumer. Mm. So the manufacturing process of these e-fuels actually consumes carbon from the environment and emits carbon in the combustion process, but not as much as it consumes. But that's probably way down
the
line.
That's a few years into
the future. That's a long way down the line. So
now, you've spoken about the renewable heat obligation. That needs to be built into legislation. And as such, you met Jack Chambers, the finance minister.
Yes, we met him last Thursday. He was down in Firebird. We got some great wins from the minister and his predecessor, Minister Michael McGrath. One most important one is there's no carbon tax now assigned to HVO.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super. So that when we blend
That will keep the price down a little bit.
Exactly. And more importantly, it does not follow the 10-year carbon tax trajectory that kerosene will. So over a number of years, believe it or not, the blend will actually become cheaper than 100% kerosene.
Now, isn't he a politician who will say nice things in the hope that you'll go off and vote for him and his party?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier, like you said than done when you have to actually change the law.
But no, he's done this. This is actually already done and dusted and actually been implemented across Ireland from a distribution point of view. The second most important thing is currently today, if you bought HVO for heating, you'd be charged 23% VAT. Mm. Actually, he has reduced that now to the exact same as kerosene, if you're using it for home heating.
And not for other purposes.
And not for other purposes. So that drops it straight back to 13.5%. So that's another big win that the minister delivered to us.
And who knows what he will say in the budget in 3 weeks? I'm sure you'll be listening very carefully.
Absolutely.
Mark, thank you very much for coming in. That's Mark Doyle, the Managing Director of Firebird Heating Solutions.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.